Welcome to the Empowered Podcast with Deanna Merlino, an all-encompassing personal development show where I will be sharing with you just how to transform yourself into the best version of you, both inside and out. From wellness, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and manifestation, I'll be showing you exactly how to live your best life. I will be keeping it as real and raw as it gets. So get ready to peel back the layers and really transform yourself under the surface. Because nothing is better than finding your purpose and living this life as your true, authentic self. Hi, Empowered Fam. I hope that you are doing beautifully today. We're going to have another short and quick episode. What I'm going to talk about is random, but also I think super powerful and super important for you to know that it's possible, because if it works for me, it works for you. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. There, I have always had this amazing superpower of like when I work out, I can go to the gym. This is going to piss some of you off, but stay with me. I can go to the gym and literally the next day, I notice a difference. We're not talking like a massive difference, but just like a little more definition, or just like, I just feel like I look better. And I mean, this is going back as far as I can remember. I have always had this spectacular ability where I'd be working out with people, or I had coaches, or there'd just be people who knew me who I would work out for like a few weeks and I would have drastic changes. And I am fully aware that there are people who work out for months in order to see changes. Again, former personal trainer here, still technically a personal trainer. I just don't actively do it anymore. I know that this stuff takes time. And so I was really sitting with this because I asked my husband one day, I'm like, am I delusional in the sense of like, I literally just started working out again and I already see a huge difference? And yes, also I have been working out for over a decade. So muscle memory 100% plays a role, but this has been happening for literally as long as I can remember. And he was like, in this scenario, no, like that, it really happens. It's like a running joke in our household. He gets so upset, not literally, but like he works out twice a day and he has been working out for years. And yes, has he seen changes? Of course. And he looks fantastic, but I literally work out for 2 weeks and it's like all my muscle definition is back. And it's just a running joke, like, oh, must be nice. And so I really sat with this, like, why is this a thing? Like, truly, why is this possible for me when most people and science says it takes time and consistency and effort for like months on end? And what I realized, the root thing here is my deep, deep belief that this is my truth. Like, we're talking decade plus. It has been my belief that as soon as I work out, I will see results. And it just has always been that way for me, where I know even if I fall off, like even if I take time away, like I did with the baby, when I come back, it's going to come like this. Like I'm going to get back to myself so quickly. That's why I've never, even when I've had up and down in my weight or fallen off track with nutrition or anything like that. And what I saw in the mirror, the reflection I was seeing did not light me up. Like I didn't love it. I was never overly concerned because I always knew when I get back to it, I will be back to my regular normal self in no time. Why is this important? Because this is the energetic truth of everything. We have it so much in our brains that everything takes time. Everything has to be difficult. Think of when we're talking about building wealth. Let's backtrack. Building a business. We have this belief that it's going to be long and it's going to be hard and it's going to be just super messy. I'm pretty sure the statistic is like most businesses don't make money for the first 5 years. And that's drilled into us over and over and over and over again. And that becomes so many people's truth. Or the fact that it's like 75% of businesses don't stay open past year three. And that's just like me pulling a random quote that I've heard. But like we then take what society has told us. That does not have to be your truth. It is not my truth that it's going to be a long, arduous, is that a word? Journey of my, like me exercising. I'm going to have to go to the gym and be miserable about it and do it and hate it. And it's going to take forever and I'm not going to see results. Like, no, I go to the gym because I enjoy to. I go to the gym because it feels good. I go to the gym because I'm going to enjoy the results. And when that, the energetics of it was when I stopped enjoying it, I stopped going. Because for so long, that decade, I was drilling my body as hard as humanly possible because I was trying to get the best results. How strong am I? How strong can I show and prove myself that I am? How big can I make my muscles as someone with a tiny frame naturally? I was going for the wrong reasons. I was hurting my body. The energy was coming from the wrong place. Whereas now I go to the gym because it feels good. I go to the gym because that's what my body is craving. And I'm still getting results because that is my belief. I believe that it can be easy. I believe that it is possible. I believe that I can look exactly how I believe what I desire to look in my head. So where does that transfer into every aspect of our lives? Where are you holding on to the belief that it has to be hard? Maybe in your exercise routine. Maybe in relationships, maybe in building the business, maybe in building wealth, maybe in existing. Like all we hear from the external world is how hard everything is, blah, 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 how long it's going to take. Let me tell you, you can collapse timelines in the moment that you decide that it's your truth. You can have different the moment you decide that it is different. You can be different the moment that you decide that you are different. Manifestations happen in the blink of an eye because they are all coming from the energetic realm. And in the energetic realm, things happen the moment you think of them, which means it's only a matter of time before it becomes truth in our physical reality. The problem is we are consistently working against this because it is against everything we've been taught in this matrix, in this 3D physical world. And so we're just constantly pushing away, making it take longer, making it more difficult. The truth is, Source Creator God and our higher self and every being that is in the energetic realm, in the universe, all of it is here to support our greatest and highest good, is here to support us in our desires. Because if we are having a desire, it came straight from Source Creator God. And if it came from Source Creator God, that means that we have every ability in us already to make it a reality. So where are you making it harder? Where do you need to make the decision? Where do you need to align with this new identity? Where do you need to align with the new habit? Stop making it take longer. Stop making it be harder than it has to be. And if you're like, oh, well, Gianna, I've been going to the gym for all this time and I haven't seen those changes. You believe that. Look at your beliefs. Is it from society that you've been programmed? Is it from your family members? Like, is there this running belief that, it just runs in our genes that we're heavy, or it just runs in our genes that we are big boned, or it just runs in our genes that it's hard for us to build muscle? Like, whatever it is, it's just a story. It's just a story that you're identifying with, or it runs in our family that there's heart disease or cancer. And so that means I'm going to get it. If you choose that to be your truth, yes. Are there so many different things at play? Of course, but at the core of every single thing is energy. Stop giving your power away. We are so powerful. This is my new thing, is reminding people how effing powerful we are. Stop giving your power away. We are co-creators with Source Creator God. We are connected. We are one. We are here in human form as a fractal of Source Creator God, which means you are almighty powerful, my friend. The outside world told you differently. The church told you differently. School told you differently. The media told you differently. I am here to tell you, you are so freaking powerful. Stop playing the victim. Step into your power. Step into your truth. Step into your ability. You are a freaking manifesting master. Why? Because it is literally our innate ability, our natural God-given ability to manifest in every moment of every day. We are manifesting whether you believe in it or not. We are manifesting whether you're doing it actively or not. So why not choose to set your intention and make it happen the way that you desire, because you can. So get crystal clear. This is my, I haven't done this in a while. My, what I recommend for you today, what I challenge you to do today, what I advise you to do today is get crystal clear on where you want things to not want, where you desire things to be different. And then decide that it is so, and then start taking the actions that that person or that habit, like the behavior, the person who does that behavior, act like that. That is taking the active steps that makes it happen, and decide that it's already done. Decide that that's your new identity. Okay. It gets to be that simple. Stop making it harder than it has to be. And if you need help with that, literally that's what I help people do. But let my story of the gym thing be your proof, because it's literally my proof. Like literally when I go to the gym, when I was at the gym today, I was looking at how my muscles are popping. And I've just been back to the gym for like inconsistently at that, like 2 to 3, maybe 4 at best times a week if I can. There has been weeks where I haven't gone, and it's been maybe 5 weeks since I've been back, and my muscles are back. And I had a baby, and my nutrition isn't always on point, but my belief, I have a belief like few others. I am delusional in my belief, and that's what it takes. If it's something I desire, it's already done. If it's something, if it's a version of me that I desire to be, it's already done. And then I take the steps, act as if in that direction. That's the T, my friends. That is the T. Okay. I would love to hear what is the thing that you are going to identify as. What just happened there? I would love to hear what is the thing that you are identifying as moving forward? What is the behavior that you are claiming moving forward? What is the version of yourself that you are now in this moment and moving forward? Let me know, share it on the socials, share this with someone who needs to hear it. And it's been a while since I've asked you to do this. So please, 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 if you can take just a moment, go to my show on iTunes and leave a written review. Just rave about your girl. If I have done anything for you, because this is going to help raise my ratings and get this show out there. And maybe you've done it before. Do it again so it just pops up and gets nice and new and fresh. And it would be so appreciated. I love you all so much. I hope you have the best day, the best week. And I will see you next time on the Empowered with Deanna Merlino podcast. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to dive deeper in with me, you can follow me on Instagram at TheEmpoweredCoach333. You can also check out everything I have to offer on my website, which is DeannaMerlino.com. Whatever platform you are listening on, do your girl a favor and please rate and subscribe. This means so much to me and is going to help the show grow and reach so many other people. I am so grateful that you are here with me on this journey of growth and self-empowerment. I cannot say that it will always be easy, but I do promise that it will always be worth it. Stick with me and let's start living as the version of ourselves that we were truly meant to be, because the world is waiting on your gifts and you deserve to live the life of your wildest dreams and beyond. So friends, let's get empowered.